yesterday in Family Theater, we were filming some PSAs for schools, and it's one of them was for a program to retain children in school, to keep them coming to class and not miss days of school. And so they asked me if I could say a couple words about that. And so I began by saying, Steve Jobs, he dropped out of college, and Mark Zuckerberg, he dropped out of Harvard, and Bill Gates, he dropped out of Harvard too. And they stopped me and said, no, no, we want you to encourage them to stay in school. So at least in grade school and high school, you should stay in school. And maybe in college, because Steve Jobs and those other characters, they didn't leave right away. They stayed around, and they took just the courses that were really interesting to them, and they were making the best use of their talents, I believe. This is a wonderful, challenging gospel, but so important, because it deals with one of the laws of the spiritual life. And I think the most important of all of those laws. There, we have laws of gravity. You drop a ball and it falls to the earth. And we have laws of in psychology of how to recover from an addiction. So you go to AA and you have to follow these 12 steps. You might say, well, I don't agree with all of these. I just like 7 of them. Or I don't agree with the law of gravity. I'd like to go to the moon. But that's the way it is. It's not a question of whether you agree with it or not. That's just the way it is. And in the spiritual life, there are some laws that's just the way it is. And one of them is, and this is most important, the law of the gift. And that, I believe, is what these talents are about today, the parable of the talents. A talent, by the way, was a measure of wealth. And that wealth could be in gold, silver, or copper. And we're pretty sure that these talents were in silver. And one talent would be the equivalent of 15 years' wages for a working man. So one talent is a lot of value. And to have 5 of those talents was an enormous amount of money, and so these men who are entrusted with 5 talents or 2 talents or 1 talent, they all responded in their own ways. And it's interesting that when they respond, 2 of them, the one with 5 talents and the one with 2 talents, are responding to the law of the gift. If you stop and think about it, the most fundamental law of the spiritual life is the law of the gift. God is the giver of all gifts. He entrusts to us everything that we have. It is all on loan from God. And at some point, we will be welcomed into the presence of the living God, and we will give an account of what we have done with all that he has entrusted to us. And that's a bracing thought, and it's also an important thought, because the gift that we are given is not the kind of gift that you can hold on and keep to yourself. If you keep it to yourself, as the third man does, then you have missed the greatest opportunity of your life. So every talent that is entrusted to us, every gift that is given to us by the living God, is given to us to give away. And the amazing thing about the law of the gift in the spiritual life is that unless you give it away, you cannot keep it. If you try to keep it to yourself, you lose it. Take what remains for this one man and give it to the man who has 10 talents, and this one will have nothing, and the other one will grow even richer. And it's simply the law of the gift, that if you give away what you've been given, this wonderful faith that we have, and all the talents that we have, if we use those, if we give them away, then we receive a reward 30, 60, 100 times over. I think in this context that if you look at what we do in schools, and we take what we have as a parish community in our two schools or in all of our schools, and we give to these young people the gift of an education, and then they go off, and many of them will transform their neighborhoods, their families, their world by the gift that has been entrusted to them. It's the same for all of us, and the transformation takes place because the focus moves from keeping it just for myself and giving it away. God is forgiving. God is God himself. He's pure love. He cannot help but give himself to us freely, without cost. And all he asks is that we in turn take what he's given to us and we give it away. This is not part of the capital campaign. This is simply a basic understanding of life. I want to also say that most of you, I'm sure, have heard about the tragedy at Penn State this week, and how little children were so wounded, and there were so many people that had the opportunity to step in at that moment and make a difference to save that child, and also now to save everything that's connected with the university. And even the great career of someone who's so respected and successful in all of that, if one person had just gone to the police and said, "This has happened, step in," it makes all the difference in the world. So it's not only that we're given these talents, but there is a time, a moment when we have to take the risk and bring those talents and put them on the line. And that's what I think the first man with five talents and the second man with two talents, they take what they have and they give it all away. They put it, if you will, on the market, and they double, in their cases, they double what the master had entrusted to them. I think the people in Europe would love to have that kind of confidence in the euro and what's going on there. But in any case, I'd like to end with a simple little story about the timeliness of using the talents that we have. And this took place in the 19th century with an old man who approached the great poet and artist Daniel Gabriel Rossetti. And this old man asked Mr. Rossetti if he would look at his portfolio to see if his work showed any promise or any potential, any talent. And so Rossetti looked at the portfolio, at the several paintings, looked through them very carefully, and then very gently he said to the old man, "The pictures were of little value and they showed very little talent." Disappointed, the old man, not surprised because he kind of knew that they were not very good, and so he turned to Mr. Rossetti again and he said, "Would you look at just a couple more paintings that were done by a young man who I think may have some talent?" And so he took out a few more drawings done by that young artist, that young student, and he presented them to Mr. Rossetti, and all of a sudden, Rossetti came alive, and he said, "These are very good. This young student has great talent and should be encouraged. Who is the artist? Is it your son?" "No," said the old man sadly. "This is my work from 40 years ago. If only I had heard your praise then, for you see, I got discouraged, and I gave up too soon." Amen.